So what is media bias? Media bias is the bias received of bias of journalists and news producers within the mass media in the section of events and stories that are reported and how they are covered. So that just kind of means like what side people take on stories, or even if they take a side. So there's charts and graphs that shows the different news websites and other news things and which side they fall into. So on the left side of the charts and most graphs is liberal, and on the right side is Republican or conservative. They also have like a neutral section, which is more in the middle. And that's where like pure news and no political views and like really good news sources that you want to read from if you're not trying to take any views fall. And so basically they have like a key that kind of shows color coordinated, where points would equal like green is like pure news, no views. And then red, like InfoWars or like addicting news, would be like nonsense that's damaging to public. They also have like a more extreme, so it's like the farthest right you can go, and then like a lesser right. And the farthest right is like 100% conservative or 100% Republican. And like the lesser right would be like the Washington Times, like the lesser left would kind of be like CNN. And so basically that just kind of describes like how like media biases and like what news sites take with them.
So how do you know, how do you find media bias in the article?
Okay, so you can kind of find media bias, like let's say a website such as InfoWars or like CNN, and they're just, all they're doing is bashing Trump or calling Hillary stupid or just really making people mad with what they're saying of opposite sides, or they're agreeing with people. And so if they're just kind of like, I guess, leaning towards one side and they're kind of like, Trump's stupid, here's why, or Hillary's great, here's why, you can kind of detect it from there.
A news station I looked at was from the far left. It was called Patriotics. They were extremely biased. It fell into the category of not even good news or nonsense to the public. The news station isn't really that active, and they're quite new since of January 2017. And all their posts are just bashing President Trump and talking about the success of Democrats. As reading most of their most recent posts, it is clear they are from the far left, and a lot of it is just opinionated. And basically at like the end of the news station, they just ask for donations because they're like not that good. So nobody really reads it, so they want to keep it going, so they ask for donations, which I thought was kind of funny.
The website I went on was theblaze.com, which is a conservative/Republican website. And I found an article titled, Hillary's Entire Hit List Just Went Public. You'll never guess who's number one. When I clicked on the article, it just came up with a video, and it wasn't very informational at all.
So, kind of like, how could you tell like what bias they were taking?
Well, because it's Hillary's hit list, and I don't like really think.
So they're just kind of like bashing Hillary.
It's like clickbait because it didn't really tell us who the hit list was.
Yeah, and I also saw the article, and when it popped up, it was like a really bad like pixelated image of Hillary, and it was like this video, and like if you tried to click on the video, it took you to another link, and it was just a bunch of nonsense, and like all honestly of it, it was the video like wasn't good. It didn't explain who was number one. They like went off topic a bunch, and they basically just kept bashing Hillary like, this is why, blah, 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 her hit list. And, like, they would just keep, like, connecting her to, like, sides that she was, like people that she knew.
My website was InfoWars, and it was about how, in this article, was about how VeggieTales was racist. And it does sound kind of stupid, but the lady that was doing the video was was really biased about it and was just destroying the other person that said it was racist. So it was a very right-leaning website, and it basically just said, like, just destroyed everything the clicker was saying about it. And it was just very biased.
Yeah, so, like, they kind of just, they were kind of, like, descripting of these people to have certain accents, which kind of meant, like, they were supposed to be, like, bad accents. And even though some of the good guys have accents that are, like, the same as the bad guy accents, They wanted these bad guys to have very descriptive accents so that the kids watching, like, knew which ones were good and which ones were bad. And people just thought, like, oh, you're putting different ethnicities as racist, and that's kind of, like, taking a bias on the whole stance.